You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I am Matt Fidler. Many Butte County residents have already seen the large billboard just south of Chico on Highway 99 that says, "Welcome to San Fran Chico," which is obviously a dig at the controversial needle exchange program. Well, Mayor Stone on March 16th accused Councilman Scott Huber of helping coordinate that billboard on a TV interview. Councilman Huber then asked Stone to either prove the allegation or resign. Well, Stone did neither, and on Wednesday, Mayor Randall Stone was removed from the position of mayor in an emergency meeting called by the City Council on Wednesday night. The following was reported in the Chico Enterprise Record. The action to remove and replace Stone took place as a result of Councilman Ann Schwab's request of the council that night to consider the following. 1. Pass a vote of no confidence in Mayor Stone. 2. Issue a censure of Mayor Stone. And or 3. Select a new mayor for the city of Chico. The vote of no confidence passed while the censure failed. Councilors Scott Huber, Casey Reynolds, Sean Morgan, and Schwab voted to remove Stone as mayor, with Stone, Carl O'Reilly, and Vice Mayor Alex Brown voting no. The same trio later abstained as Schwab was voted in as mayor by a 4-0 vote. The public was encouraged to send email submissions on the meeting, which was held behind closed doors because of the coronavirus pandemic, but broadcast live. A total of 217 emails were sent on the item to remove Stone, City Clerk Debbie Presson said. Of these public comments, there were 14 opposed to removing him, with one neutral. Of course, we are all going through hard times during this lockdown at home, but a stimulus bill has passed in Congress, which will give most of us $1,200 per adult and $500 per child if it passes Congress and is signed by the president. But we all must keep physically distancing ourselves to stop the spread of this virus and avoid the worst-case scenarios. Here is how to properly keep the community safe. Now, you can go to the grocery store or pick up food. You can seek healthcare, medication, or supplies. Go to the bank or post office. Call a plumber, electrician, or exterminator. Go to a gas station or auto repair shop. Ride public transit, walk, bike, and drive. You can go to the park to do outdoor activities with social distancing of at least 6 feet. And you can go to work if your workplace is still open. Now, when you do all of these items, be very careful to keep your hands washed. Use hand sanitizer before and after touching public surfaces such as gates and doors and walk signs. Now, during this lockdown, you can't host any sort of public gatherings. You cannot hoard supplies or overbuy things out of fear. You can't go to a bar or nightclub except for to take food to go. You can't go to your gym. You can't go to entertainment venues such as theaters, bowling alleys, or music venues. You cannot dine in at a restaurant. You cannot congregate at a playground. You cannot go to non-essential retail stores or the mall. And please, you cannot put seniors or those with underlying health conditions at risk. So otherwise, stay home and just take it easy and, you know, maybe unplug from the news for a while, listen to music, play games. And we're all going to be fine. After all, this is Northern California. We've seen horrible disasters before, and we have come out stronger. So stay safe, Northern California. We're going to get through this as we all come together and agree to stay apart. From KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.